Good morning. It's good to see all of you here today. It's good for our members to be here, but it's also good to see some visitors here with us today. We appreciate your presence here, and we hope that what we say and what we do today is glorifying to God and will help you on your spiritual journey to heaven. In Genesis chapter 1, when God created the heavens and the earth, and then he created man, in verse 26, the scripture said, God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. When God made man, he made them in his image, meaning that he bestowed upon them something of himself, that is, his rationality, giving us the ability to think rationally and logically and make decisions. But he also gave us the ability to feel as God feels: anger, love, mercy, compassion. He gave us the ability to choose, as God has the ability to choose, and so therefore we have free will. But he also gave us the ability to choose a spiritual relationship with God. And that is a blessing that we only as humans enjoy. The animals in Genesis chapter 1 weren't created in God's image. They were created with, you know, some ability to follow their instincts and to do what animals do, but only humans were created in the image of God. When we turn to Genesis chapter 5 and verse 3, in Genesis chapter 5 and verse 3, we learn that every person that is born thereafter also shares in that image of God. Genesis chapter 5 and verse 3, it says, "When Adam had lived 130 years, he became the father of a son in his own likeness, according to his image, and named him Seth." When you go back to verse 1 of that chapter, you find that the image that's being talked about is the image of God. And so we learn a couple things there. First of all, when Adam and Eve sinned, that didn't make them any less in the image of God. They didn't lose the image of God. They didn't lose their ability to make choices or to choose God as their creator, as their Lord. Their image, the God's image, may have been corrupted or marred in some way just by virtue of the fact of sin was in their lives, but they didn't lose the image of God. But secondly, we learn that every person who is born to another human being is also created in the image of God. God created man in his own image. And so what these passages tell us is that there is an inseparable connection